Saturn's moon Titan, has been revealed this morning as a pumpkin-orange landscape with low-lying fog and mysterious surfaces that may be Caesar Lakes. That picture came as scientists at the European Space Agency gave a tantalizing glimpse of the data recorded by the Huygens space probe that landed on Titan yesterday. NPR's Richard Harris reports from Darmstadt, Germany.
Scientists have always been intrigued by Titan. It's the only moon in our entire solar system that has an atmosphere of its own. But until now, clouds in that thick atmosphere prevented anyone from seeing the surface. No more. Martin Tomasko, one of the American collaborators on the European mission to Titan, today unveiled breathtaking new photos of this world. Titan is etched with dark ditches that flow into dark seas of some unknown nature.
It's almost impossible to resist the speculation that this flat, dark material is some kind of drainage channel, that we're seeing some kind of a shoreline, that we don't know whether this is still has liquid in it or whether the liquid has drained away or drained into the surface.
Photos taken during the descent still have to be cleaned up and sharpened up, but Tomasko is pretty sure he sees fluffy white stuff clinging close to the ground and what appears to be a shoreline.
Perhaps that's a thin ground fog, possibly of methane or ethane right over the surface that we've seen there.
The first color picture from the surface of Titan shows a pumpkin orange landscape with a pale orange sky. The ground is littered with partially buried round lumps about the size of grapefruit. Those could possibly be spheres of water ice. Once Huygens landed, an instrument pierced the surface. It detected a thin crust over softer material. Scientists don't know what it's made of, but John Czarnecki from the Open University in England attempted to describe the texture at least by analogy.
I would say wet sand or clay are materials which give a similar sort of trace, a similar mechanical consistency. One of my team actually has suggested an alternative analogue, and this is because of the crust perhaps we see there, and that is creme brulee. But I don't suppose that will be appearing in our papers.
Another scientist recorded sound samples as the Huygens probe descended to the surface of Titan. It's not a continuous audio recording, but Marcello Fulcignoni says his team has reconstructed a sound from the data.
This is the sounds that you can hear if you were seated on the probe descending.
Fulcignoni says this sound persisted for nearly 2.5 hours as Huygens parachuted to Titan's surface, and the probe kept recording sounds long after it landed. All of today's revelations were greeted with warm applause and gasps of excitement from an audience at the European Space Agency Control Center. Some scientists in the audience had been nursing this project along for more than 2 decades. The Huygens probe delivered all the data it had promised from the start, but there was a technical glitch that prevented it from supplying even more. One of the 2 transmission channels didn't work, so scientists will have about half the raw data they had expected. They got good data from every instrument aboard Huygens, but the transmission trouble means, for instance, 350 photos instead of 700.
That's the cosmos reminding us we're just human.
David Southwood, science director at the European Space Agency, said he has started an inquiry to understand that human error, and he reminded everyone there is still an abundance of information that will allow scientists to create an intimate and detailed profile of this wondrous new world. Richard Harris, NPR News, Darmstadt, Germany.